Darcy Steinke remembers her first hot flash.
It was sort of exquisite, you know? I mean, it wasn't just terrible. It was, like, completely sweaty, but also, like incandescent with heat.
Wow. You're making me want to have a hot flash right now.
You're just like, wow. Like, and I sat up and I thought, wow, I mean, God is finally trying to contact me. You know what I mean?
Not a bad opening act for menopause. Steinke is 57, and she's written a new book called Flash Count Diary. It's about how her body changed during menopause, how her mind changed, and how her sex life changed too. We spoke with her as part of our series about sex, a series exploring how we talk about sex and how we don't. Steinke told me that people are really reluctant to talk about menopause, which meant she didn't know much about menopause before she started going through it. And just a quick warning, over the next 8 minutes, we'll obviously be speaking frankly about sex, which may not be appropriate for all listeners.
I feel like in the world we live in, the sort of patriarchal world, like women are most valued for their sexuality and their motherhood.
Yeah.
So once menopause comes, there's a feeling of shame, I think, that comes for a lot of women. And, you know, so I didn't really know much. I remember my mother going through it, but she never talked about it. I do remember her having hot flashes. I remember her being very unhappy. And I sometimes feel bad in retrospect. I feel like, you know, I should have understood it more, but we never talked about it.
What were some of the worst stereotypes you had heard about menopausal women?
Well, the idea of sort of the dried up woman, the, you know, non-sexual woman, the mean woman, you know, these are all menopausal stereotypes. And they are actually really stereotypes, I'll tell you now that I'm moving through it myself. I mean, there's just no reason at all to feel that way. It's like it's not. I mean, to me, menopause is so much about freedom. It's not really about being closed down or irritable or outside of, like, physical life.
Yeah, so give me a sense of the scale of that new phase, what these changes were like. I mean, did you feel like some of the most fundamental things about you were changing?
I did. I mean, I felt my very femininity was in question. It was harder for me to sort of prop it up, you know, because I wasn't menstruating. I didn't have a lot of the female signifiers that I once had. My, you know, my hair wasn't as smooth. My, you know, and I can remember a waiter once saying, like, sir to me. And I was like, oh my God, wow, this is a whole new territory. But in a way, I mean, I have always been more of a tomboy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big lover of David Bowie, you know. And so the idea of a more androgynous self, you know, sort of coming out of my more femme fertile self, was in some ways extremely exciting to me, frankly, and not just as a new phase, but also sexually.
Okay, so how did sex change for you after menopause?
All right, well, I feel like it was a gradual process. I do remember feeling less interested in, like, intercourse. I felt it was sort of uncomfortable.
Why?
I feel like
it was, why do you think it was
well,
less comfortable?
I'm not sure how much you know about the menopausal changes, but one of them is sort of a lack of moisture. But that is so easily fixed by lube. You know what I mean? It's not like a big tragedy. And frankly, like in my research, a lot of the menopausal chat rooms, there's a lot of sad talk by women that, like, intercourse hurts and they don't know what to do about it. Like, they don't know how can they talk to their husbands. They feel forced to have it. I mean, you know, I had this high school friend that said to me, I now understand the term wifely duty.
Wow.
And that's just so sad, you know? I mean, that's just so sad to me because there's a lot of other things on the menu, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of great stuff, you know? And so that's the thing, that was the place that I sort of moved toward. It's not just this one script, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be manifested in the same way. And I'm lucky. I have a partner that's extremely able to have these really tough conversations. You know, he listens to me. We talk about his needs. We talk about my needs. And so, you know, I was lucky in that way. But
did he have questions for you? Like, what did he ask about?
Yeah, well, he's an investigative reporter. So that was helpful. It did help a lot. I mean, because he's always interested in what's true, what's real. He did have a lot of questions. Like, he you know, he didn't want to hurt me, of course. As part of my research for my book, you know, I talked to so many sex therapists and a lot of them suggest this thing of having a night of just, like, touching, kind of rub each other's back and everything. But you don't worry about what's going to happen. You just sort of, like, you know, revel in the moment.
It doesn't have to end in sexual intercourse.
Exactly. And he loved that. Like, let's do that. He liked that better,
wow,
which I thought was really amazing, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of men, I think, feel like without, like, intercourse, they feel like their partner maybe doesn't like them anymore. You know what I mean? And so rather than having a conversation about how she's actually feeling and what they could do that would excite both of them, it's like this feeling of like, oh, you know, she doesn't like me. There's so many different ways that we can be together, like our bodies can be together, our souls and our minds can be together. And it's just so sad that there's this static sort of dead place that can happen, you know, as people age.
Well, as you were having those conversations with, you know, men who have partners who are women going through menopause and they're feeling rejected. What kind of conversations did people tell you about how they got past that?
Well, the men, I have to say, I like interviewed more women. I interviewed about 25 men, and it was interesting. They tended to deflect questions about their own aging and sexuality and wanted to focus more on their partners not wanting sex. Mm. But some men told me that their wives had said, I don't want to have sex with you anymore. Either let's be celibate or you can do what you want, you know. Some men told me that there was less sex but more, you know, hugging and kissing and cuddling, which they liked, you know. Mm-hmm. The most enthusiastic men, as they entered menopause, some of them were very relieved that they couldn't get their partners pregnant anymore. And that actually, they felt that sex that could lead to a child had always been kind of like apocalyptic, one man said to me, you know, like very powerful in its sort of scariness. But the fact that that wasn't true anymore was actually extremely freeing. And the one man that was the most verbal about this told me that like he felt like sex was now connected more to play.
And he liked that.
He liked it. There was a lightness. There wasn't this like incredible feeling that, you know, oh, what if she gets pregnant, you know?
Right. The pressure's gone.
So that was interesting to me. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. You know, listening to you talk, you make it sound like there's a lot to look forward to with menopause.
Right.
So what I really want to know is what surprising, just awesome things happen for you because of menopause?
I think I feel closer to my partner, my husband, than I ever have. I think in part because as your bodies both age, you know, you have to be more intimate, you know, because you have to have these discussions. Yeah. Things are changing. You can deny all this and just decide not to be physical anymore. But if you go into it, the level of intimacy is kind of mind-blowing, I'll be honest, you know? And, like, that's really beautiful. I would hate to miss it.
Darcy Steinke is the author of Flash Count Diary, Menopause, and the Vindication of Natural Life. It's out in June. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.